The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Hello, this is Joanne Bailey Borsma, your host of Locally Entertaining. Well, summer is upon us, which means travel in Michigan. And of course, we've all heard how the airlines are cutting back on flights, but no one needs to worry about taking an adventure as there are many options right here in Michigan. And which we all like to say, four out of the five Great Lakes prefer. So here with us today to talk about one of the more popular options, cruising the Great Lakes, is Travel Michigan Vice President Dave Lorenz. Now, it's Pure Michigan and Travel Michigan, right?
Yeah, Travel Michigan is the organization. We're a business unit of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation because tourism and travel is a very important part of the economy. And then Pure Michigan is the brand that we developed, 17 years ago to represent all things that are great about the state that we now call Pure Michigan. So both are correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to say, I did check out the new ads for Pure Michigan and really love them. I think you guys did an outstanding job again. So just wanted to compliment you guys on all that hard work. Because being in the industry, we know how much work it takes to produce one of those little ads.
Oh, thank you. Well, we're so excited about this year. This Keep It Fresh campaign is, I think, really important right now because, you know, so many people are just yelling at other people. And we're just saying, come on, let's knock this thing off. Mm-hmm. You know, let's come back together. It doesn't matter what you look like or what you sound like or, you know, what you believe in. There's one thing that is common for all of us, and that is that we want a better life for our kids and grandkids. And the only way we're going to get there is if we come back together, at least if we try. And you can do that through travel. So we're saying, come on, let's keep it fresh. Go to new and different places. Go to places where people might appear to be different than you. And what you're going to find out is in the most essential and important ways, we're all the same. We want a better life. So let's make sure that happens by being nice to each other. That's all it is.
So cool. Well, let's get to it. I mean, one of the things that kind of surprised me, to be honest, you know, I'm a history buff and a genealogy researcher. I know the history of the Great Lakes is tremendous, especially when we look at the War of 1812 and a lot of just fascinating information about the lakes, along with it being a major shipping route for the United States. But I have never thought about taking a boat cruise on the Great Lakes. It just, you know, and I was just telling you, I'm going to Alaska, but I never would have thought to do that. Why cruise the Great Lakes?
You know, isn't it cool that cruising is coming back into the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence? And the interesting thing is, as you talk about history, this is not the first time we've had cruise ships in the Great Lakes and the St. Lawrence River. The interesting thing is that back in the day, there were these steamships going way back when there were steamships and rail lines that both of those companies would often build resorts in kind of faraway places, places like Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island. And then you would take cruise ships, sometimes steamers, and then they eventually, you know, were powered in other ways. But they might come from those somewhat southern places like Cleveland and Detroit and Chicago and, you know, Gary and whatever, those kind of industrial cities, and people wanted to get out of the heat and the smoke and all that of those very polluted cities back then. And they would go up north and they would take these steamers and cruise ships. And then over the years, they started to go away as rail did as well. And then we had a different type of cruising, and that would be like taking the Milwaukee Clipper from Muskegon to Milwaukee or the Badger from Ludington to Manitowoc and back. And, you know, some of that is still happening. Of course, we can still take ferries from St. Ignace and Mackinac City to Mackinac Island and back. But it's really neat to see the cruise ships come back because it really is a fun way to see the entire region. And the thing is, when you're on a Great Lakes cruise ship, you actually have to go to both the U.S. and Canadian sides. It's part of the law to allow this type of cruising in the area. So you get this really unique freshwater, two-nation destination experience. And how cool is that? And you get it in a small ship. We're not talking about those really big mega ships. That they're great. You know, they offer a different experience. They might have 4,000 or 6,000 passengers in the Caribbean or other places. And that's fine. That's a great experience, but it's a different experience than is offered here. So in these smaller ships, you have this much more intimate experience. Many few people, I mean, we're talking a couple hundred people at most, maybe up to 300 on the, you know, the Viking type ships. So it's really neat to see this coming back to the area and that we get to explore the entire area in this way.
Now, I mean, you're saying coming back to the area, when has it been started coming? And I guess I'm thinking too, being from the east side of the state, I'm thinking like, you know, how we used to go to Babel Island.
Yeah.
Those were really more shorter trips.
Yeah.
Or even my parents took a trip down the Mississippi River on a paddle boat. But how have these, I mean, is it just been recent that these are coming back into the area or have they,
yeah.
I thought they'd been around for a little while.
Well, there have been a few cruise ships that have continued to come into the region. There was a German ship called the, was the Columbus, now it's the Hamburg. It was coming in. And then there were a couple of French ships here and there. And so it was like, you know, there were a few ships coming into the area. But about 5 years ago, I was part of a group of people who came together. We had some people from the Seaway organization that managed the St. Lawrence Seaway, and we had some people from Ontario and then Michigan, and we started talking about the need to really get serious about marketing this opportunity to experience the area by cruise ship. And we believed that if we were able to do a better job to tell the world that this opportunity was here by selling out some of those ships that were in the area, we felt we would be able to lure more ships. And by golly, it's worked. So we've worked through the Great Lakes St. Lawrence Seaway Governors and Premiers Association based in Chicago. And that's an association that represents all the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence governors and premiers. So I chair this group called Cruise the Great Lakes. And we're an organization that's made up of states and provinces and ports and convention visitors bureaus and ship lines. And our whole goal has been just to say, listen, look at this beautiful area. So we have a website, actually a couple of them, cruisethegreatlakes.com and cruisethegreatlakes.ca for the Canadian side with French language if you choose. And we just wanted to say, listen, you can come to this area, see it on these small ships. And we've also been reaching out to those small ship operators during the last 5 years, even during the COVID time period. We kept on working quietly behind the scenes saying, listen, if you come into these areas, we're going to help promote you. We're going to help sell you as much as we can. And it's been really great to see new ships come in. So in addition to the American Queen Line, which came in relatively early, and then the Pearl Seas folks. Just recently, we've had the Ponant ships coming in, these really slick, cool French design ships. And then we've had the Viking ships now come into the area. Again, really cool ships. And you're going to see more and more of these types of kind of more updated ships coming in. And we'll see what that does to competition, because as you update the product, it provides more competition. And we hope that will drive down costs. And, you know, we'll see how everybody competes there. There's a new ship coming in called the Hanseatic Inspiration. Again, looks like a ship you would see in James Bond or something, you know. So I'm looking forward to seeing these new ships continually come in. I think there are about a dozen, maybe more, of these small ships being built in places around the world. And we totally expect we're going to see more of them in the next couple of years.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, one thing I was thinking of as you were talking about is, you know, we think about in Michigan, everybody usually either knows somebody or has somebody with a boat. I mean, how different is it, you know, to go out on a boat, I'm talking, you know, speedboat, pontoon boat, versus going out on one of these ships? Because you're not really talking the big, vast cruise ship. It's kind of more of a smaller ship. But yet it is bigger than those, what we would call a yacht or a speedboat, definitely, and things like that.
Yeah, I think the biggest ship that can come in for cruising in our area, let's see, the maximum size of the locks to the St. Lawrence Seaway is, I think, 740 feet long. So you're never going to see a ship, you know, anywhere longer than that. There's a width, distance as well. So these ships usually carry 250, maybe up to 350, something like that. And the difference is you're catered to during the entire experience. I mean, I have friends with boats, and we've gone out many times, and I love being in a boat, do it all the time, but that's a lot of work. And then when you're on a cruise ship, it is literally this experience where somebody else is doing the driving, and you're seeing all these places that maybe you've never been to before. Like, I can't wait to get on one of these ships. I haven't been able to get on yet because of the time of the year that they're here, May through, you know, sometimes mid-October, as late as that. It's my really busy time of the year, so it's hard for me to get away. But I can't wait to eventually get there, because you do get to go to these new ports. So, hey, I know Michigan well, but a lot of people are seeing Michigan for, you know, for their first time, Detroit and places like Alpena, Mackinac Islands, Sault Ste. Marie, Muskegon, for instance. So that's cool to see. There are going to be some ships going to Escanaba this summer, and then the Houghton Hancock and Marquette way up there in Lake Superior. But you also get to go to these other places around the region, many ports in Canada, like Thunder Bay, for instance, sound really cool. And then in Toronto, of course, and then really cool places, and I think they are cool, like Cleveland and Duluth, awesome place, Milwaukee. Actually, the Viking ships are starting and ending in Milwaukee, so they get a little more business than the rest of us. Some ships will go to the Chicago area. It's a little bit harder to get into Chicago because Navy Pier is so busy, so Milwaukee is very, very popular. And you're going to see, I think, more and more ports of call being lined up to host cruise ships, because people love to host ships. It's a point of pride for them. It's a way for them to show off their community. And they know, the truth is, the more people that come by ships will eventually mean more people will come later on by car or flying in. Because once they get here, they're going to see how easy it is to traverse the region by car. And then some of those people are going to decide to move here, to work here, to bring their offices or shops here. They're going to, through word of mouth, bring a whole bunch more travelers here. So there are all these very virtuous things that are happening because of that first visit on a cruise ship. So I can't wait to see this season take off very soon.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. And I'm taking it that, you know, you can kind of plan what you want to do. Like, you know, if you want to go through the Soo Locks, I'm thinking a lot of times people love that experience of going up and down on the water. And you mentioned that they do go up into Lake Superior. You have to go through the locks to get to Superior.
You do.
I'm trying to remember my waterways.
No,
here.
I know it's confusing, you know, in our state's it'll even more confusing. But so
I'll have to be really honest, when I think waterways, I think of the water map at the Frederick Meyer Gardens, the children's water, because I can remember you have to go up this way, and that's how I remember the waterways here.
That's the way it is. well, the thing is, that's the great thing about having multiple cruise lines represented, because you don't just have one itinerary you can choose from. You have multiple. And so when you go to cruisethegreatlakes.com, for instance, you're going to see some of those ship lines, and they'll have links to their websites. And then you can find out what itineraries they're offering this season. And then you can go to the other ship lines, obviously, who might not be members of our association. And they're offering cruises as well. So it's just really cool to see this happening. And then you choose which itinerary you want to do and which ship line you want to experience, because these different formats and ship designs, I think, are really cool as well. All of them offering unique experiences. I just think it's a really neat thing to do and something that people should consider. And we're seeing a lot of people who have never been to the region from places like Texas and California and such. Most of our travelers come from the U.S., many from Canada, and then more and more people are coming from other international markets as well. So it's great to see.
Mm-hmm. Well, as far as booking, because, I mean, we are falling into that season. I mean, May is literally like a few days away, and we're going to be in May. Planning. I mean, do they need to plan? Like, I know with the bigger trips, you're always planning at least a year in advance. I mean, could they book now? Could they plan to go this year still?
Yeah, actually, I was just talking to the American Queen folks the other day. They still have some openings, so I know that ship line does, and I'm sure others do as well. But as always is the case these days, a book early. Mm-hmm. I would say book early and book often, because it used to be you'd be able to travel around Michigan or the other states and provinces in our region, and you could kind of go last minute. Sometimes you could just take off. Well, our area has become very popular. The Pure Michigan campaign has helped draw people here, but all of the other states and provinces, they have their marketing campaigns out there, and we are being very successful to draw people here. And then cruisethegreatlakes.com and all the efforts that we're putting in to promote the area through that association, that's helping to draw people here too. Long way to say, don't put it off. If you want to consider it, go right now and check it out. Now, the thing is, you might be thinking that these cruises are going to be that $500, price that occasionally you see advertised for these mega big ships in the Caribbean or whatever that offer, interior rooms or whatever. You have to realize all of our ships are kind of like a suite design, but you're going to be able to have, balcony type experiences on all of our ships. And the price is going to be higher because it is much more intimate experience. And I think you're going to really love it as well. So make that booking now.
Mm-hmm. Well, so we want to thank Dave for being with us today. And again, I want to remind everybody that if you want some really great ideas of just doing some things locally in the state of Michigan, and check out the amazing travel guides that you can find at Travel Michigan, which is located at michigan.org. As always, listeners, to borrow some wording from Dave himself, if you're going to do it, plan it and book it, because if you don't, you won't. This has been Joanne Bailey-Borsma with Local Entertaining, and I want to thank you for listening.
The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.